Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone. Robin here with a very quick update on the second episode in the Byzantine Stories series. In case you need a reminder, I now offer a subscription to the History of Byzantium, which is essentially an annual donation to keep me going. In exchange for your sub, you get 6 special episodes a year. One of these will be part of the narrative and be one of the fundraising sale episodes, but the other 5 will be part of the Byzantine Stories series. The aim of this series is to give you a view of daily life in the Roman Empire. I want to make use of all the sources we have that don't contribute directly to the narrative. The first Byzantine story centered on John Chrysostom, which gave you an introduction to the formation of Orthodoxy and a glimpse into the filthy streets of Antioch. And later today, I will be releasing episode 2, which will be about Simeon the Stylite. Simeon spent decades living on a pillar in the Syrian countryside, exposed to the heat and the cold, and this episode will explore who Simeon was, what he did, and what the stories about him mean. Did he really perform miracles? How was he able to survive up there? It's an hour long, and I really hope you'll enjoy it. If you are already a subscriber, then just check your feed in a few hours, and it should be there for you. Remember that it's easier on the servers if you download it to your phone or computer rather than stream it for now. If you just want to buy this episode and you're not subscribing, then remember to log in first before you buy it. So at thehistoryofbyzantium.com, on the right-hand menu, there is a link saying sign in. And there's a forgot my password button there too. And if you have any problems, email me at thehistoryofbyzantium@gmail.com. Last thing, my father, who you will hear on this episode and who you heard on the John Chrysostom episodes, retires at the end of this year. So this podcast will be my job. 100% of my work time will now be Byzantium. Which is obviously great news for the speed of episodes and the depth of research, but it does mean that I've raised the price of this episode to $7 rather than $5, and a subscription will become $42 instead of $30. And I hope you understand this, as ever, is a contribution toward my whole year's work rather than saying a particular episode is worth a particular amount. If you hear this message on the 2nd of June, 2016, then you can sign up right now for a $30 subscription, but from tomorrow it will go up to $42. And just to be clear, if you've already bought a $30 subscription, you don't need to do anything or pay anything extra. It's only when your year ends that you'll be asked if you'd like to resubscribe for $42. I hope you will continue to support me as I continue on to 1453. Right now, your generosity is paying the bills, but that might not always be the case. So a sincere thank you, as ever, to everyone who's put money or an iTunes review or any other kind of support into the show. Thank you all.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.